From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. The city of Detroit has a reputation for being a high-crime city. Like the rest of the nation, though, Detroit's violent crime rate has been steadily declining since the late 1980s. A new crime-fighting effort started last year. Here's a little background. I recently talked to a number of business people in Detroit's Morningside neighborhood on the city's east side. They all mentioned that crime was still a major problem there, and they didn't think the police were patrolling as much as they should be.
The police response is terrible. The police presence is terrible. Next door's been robbed a number of times.
That's Patrick Maher of Eastside Locksmith. Next door is the Family Dollar Store. In January, a clerk was shot in a robbery attempt. The night before that shooting, just down the street at Nottingham Pharmacy, there was another attempted crime. Marilyn Nash Yazbek owns the pharmacy. She says her business has been broken into many times in the last couple of decades. This time, they used a sledgehammer to try to break through the concrete block wall.
Now it's coming through the wall issues, you know, that they had that. So I've had my crime. You know it happens and you get upset, but crime is everywhere.
The police interrupted that break-in. Riding in the car of Officer DeAndre Gaines, I asked about the merchants' concerns that the police were not around enough.
Well, we are out here in Morningside. Personally, I'm out here as well as the other NPOs.
NPO, that's Neighborhood Police Officer. Gaines says besides the NPO assigned to Morningside, there are regular patrol officers on the street 24/7. Then he said if the business owners really wanted to be sure of police presence, they should sign up for Detroit's Green Light Initiative.
We're trying to get businesses to get on a system where we can actually monitor their cameras live from a feed down at the City of Detroit headquarters. It's a very high-def camera where if something happens, it's recorded, we can get license plates, we can do facial recognition, very, very good evidence in case a crime happens.
According to the city's website, 158 businesses have signed up since it started in January last year. Only a couple of them are in the Morningside neighborhood. It's not cheap. A business has to spend between $4,000 to $8,000 for the cameras. The city indicates Comcast is offering a program of about $1,000 down and $140 a month to lease digital storage and camera equipment.
You see the green light flashing right here?
Oh, yeah.
Also, we have signs right here, and you have signs on the door. So let's go in and take a look.
We're at the Maryland Liquor Store on Mack Avenue. You cannot miss all the signs indicating this is a green light business.
What's up, man?
What's up?
You all right? Get your sign-in sheet on you.
At random times throughout the day, police are mandated to visit green light stores, sign and date a sign-in sheet. Mustafa Almuhi was working the morning we stopped by. What do you think of it?
Oh, man, it's working.
Is it?
Yeah, it feels a lot safer. Feels a lot better, you know what I mean? Knowing that, you know, you're being watched, being protected, you know, at all times.
Feels good.
So have you seen a reduction in problems here?
Definitely. And if they don't know, you let them know, hey, you know, we got the Detroit police watching over here, looking over us.
Gaines says any business, a restaurant, gas station, any business can sign up for the green light.
And businesses that reported having a green light have seen a reduction in crime, also an increase in profit because people want to come shop at those businesses.
And now the city is considering an ordinance that would require businesses opened after 10 p.m. to enroll in the Green Light Initiative. But not every business wants to be forced to pay the cost of those cameras. With the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.